I'm working for in the pre-API development team, and I'm also the maintainer for Kerberos, for Fedora, CentOS, and RHEL. And today I'll be talking about, well, Kerberos, pre-API, and the Bronzebeat vulnerability. So a few general words about Kerberos. So it's an authentication protocol relying on cryptographic symmetric cryptography, and it's like 36 years old now. It can be described, I guess, as a very early implementation of the single sign-on principle. If I can like run a quick poll, as who has been maintaining a service using Kerberos for authentication here? Okay, so a few more. And have you heard of the Bronzebeat exploit for Kerberos? No, okay. That's actually normal because it's something from the AB world, actually. So something that is often gets in the way of understanding things about Kerberos is the terminology, like this old vocabulary, like so the ticket, key tab, KDC, pre-authentication, ASREC, things like that. So I made my best in this presentation to try to use as generic terms as possible, so you can really get the main idea. So basically, the three terms I'm going to use in this presentation that are specific to Kerberos is things like ticket, key distribution center, and ticket granting ticket. To just give you a gross idea of how Kerberos works, you run authentication once against the KDC. It's the Kerberos server, basically. It responds with a ticket, especially in this case a ticket granting ticket, so a TGT, and then it uses this TGT to request tickets to other services, basically. So you can authenticate in all the services in your organization. So that's like the usual use case for Kerberos, but in this talk I'll be mainly speaking about an extension to this core part of the protocol, which is the MS4U extension. So it responds to it's a response to a common use case that you are facing. Let's imagine you have a web application, and this application has to access some backend services like an SQL database or a distributed storage system. And very often you have access control happening on this backend service, so you cannot access some user-related data that you cannot access using just the identity of a front-end service, so you need the access permission that's specific to the user. So what you want to do in practice is impersonate this user to actually access the resource they have access to. So the historical way we are dealing with that is that problem is by doing TGT forwarding, which is basically just you take this TGT, so this initial ticket, you send it to the front-end service, and then this front-end service can just reuse it to request other tickets in your name. But the issue here is there's basically no granularity in the permission you are granting to the front-end service, because it can just request ticket to any other service. So it's definitely something that had to be improved. So Microsoft actually designed this extension, so S4U. It adds two new mechanisms to the protocol. The first one is constraint delegation, also called S4U to proxy. What it does basically is, so you have the user, this front-end service, I'll be calling it the proxy service, and a target service, like the backend, like SQL database, distributed network volume, something like that. And so in API we provide a tool to configure some delegation rules, saying, okay, this web application has the permission to impersonate user for this backend service. You need specific permission to do that, of course. And so I'll be explaining that with a diagram. So here you have three agents. You have the user, the proxy service, so the front-end service, the target service, and the free API KDC. So, and you have each of them has a key, except the KDC that has the key of everyone. So, what we'll be doing when we're doing constraint delegation is first the user is going to use the TGT to run a request against the proxy service. Now the proxy service, to process this request, it has to access the target service as the user. So what it will do is run an S4U2 proxy request, providing both its own TGT and the what's called the evidence ticket, so the ticket the user provided to this proxy service. So FreeAPI will process the request. So there is a condition for this request to succeed. We'll see in a moment why we have this condition, is to have one of the flag in the ticket, the forwardable flag, set to 1. And if that's the case, it's going to accept the request, so send back to the proxy service a ticket for the user to the target service, and then the proxy service can reuse this ticket to run a request as the user against this service, and the request complete. So it was constraint delegation. Now, the other mechanism in this extension is called the protocol transition, or S4U2 self. It's meant to solve a different problem, basically. At least the way it's described by Microsoft is when you have a case where you have a service but which is not using Kerberos as the authentication method for in front of faced by the user, basically, to authenticate. You can use that to obtain a ticket for this user to the front-end service. So you can still integrate with some local services that are requiring a Kerberos ticket to work on something like that. And it's also a way to obtain some group membership